How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, San Cerveson, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. We are, of course, fine purveyors of data-driven employer branding. So we measure that employer brand of yours so that you can prove the ROI. Now, this week, we are speaking to a bank or a financial institution that has a very interesting remit for its employer brand team. It's not just about attraction and retention, but it's also about internal mobility, as well as educating job seekers and people on their career in general, whether they are with this employer or not. So let's start the show. Hey, Kristen, welcome to the podcast.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So please tell our listeners know who you are and what it is that you do.
So I'm going to start with a different answer than you might normally get, Joran. I am somebody who is never satisfied, who always wants to be better than yesterday and believes in hiring really smart people and then getting out of their way so that they can be brilliant and do what they do. Day to day, that means that I have the pleasure of leading the employer brand marketing team at Citizens. We are a mighty team of three, all type A personalities. Mm-hmm. And my team, just like many others, we want to feel like we're making an impact. So I try really hard to make that a reality every day by empowering them to make decisions and helping them grow so that they can be their best self personally and professionally.
Fantastic. Okay. And what exactly is Citizens?
Citizens is one of the U.S.'s oldest and largest financial institutions. Mm. We serve clients all the way up from large corporations to customers who are opening their first checking or savings account. Most people think that we're a regional bank, but we're actually nationwide. And that's really who we are.
Yeah. So I made a gesture there because I've always for Citizens, sort of a northeast U.S. Coast regional bank. Okay, but that's good to know. Right, and how many employees does the firm have?
We have just over 17,000 colleagues, again, nationwide, covering all of our different business lines.
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, covering those business lines, I'm sure you were faced with some talent challenges. So let's hear what they might be.
So what isn't our talent challenge right now, right? Because we have a direct consumer brand, if we don't succeed in addressing our talent challenges and demands, we won't be able to serve our customers. So for us, it's really not a nice to do, but it's really a business imperative that we find, onboard, and develop colleagues to meet our customers' needs for today and tomorrow. And just like I think every other talent acquisition professional out there, we're all fishing the same pond for these key roles. And in a market like we're in today, where people are moving into new roles, new industries at record pace, it's really imperative that we find ways to break through that digital noise with our job seekers and talk in an authentic way about who we are. And it's even more important for us as Citizens right now because we're in growth mode. So our marketing messages are reaching more and more people, many of whom aren't familiar with us as a business, let alone as an employer. So it's a big area of opportunity for us to create some cohesion and awareness across our footprint and between our talent and consumer brands.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because sometimes having the awareness as a product or a
service brand, it helps from an employer perspective, and sometimes it doesn't because there might be some misconceptions there. And I'd be interested to know if you, as a financial institution, if you compete with talent through with other banking, insurance, investment companies, or is it other types of industries, or is it the tech space? Yeah, what's the situation?
So we are technically a bank, but we think of ourselves as being so much more than a bank. So yes, we do offer those traditional banking products and services, but behind every product, behind every service, behind any innovation is a team of thousands of colleagues working together. And those folks come from HR, legal, risk, technology, accounting, marketing. So we are really hiring for any type of role. We have opportunities for those early on in their careers, all the way up to executives in every business line imaginable. One of the things we always say here is that you can come start with us as a teller or banker in our branches, and then your talents and interests can take you wherever you want to go within our company because there are so many opportunities.
That's a very nice message. Great. Okay. So you're a mighty team of three A-type individuals, type A, rather. And tell us about the function. What's the setup, and what's the vision? What are your objectives?
So our objective, it might be a little bit different than some other companies. Our goal is to help job seekers find a job, regardless of whether that's with us or with another company. Oh. We really want to help people reach their potential. And our interest is people. We are all about people. If you ask anyone in the company, they will tell you that the people are what make us a special place to work. So we really try to help our people recognize that there are opportunities to grow here with us, and we are committed to skill acquisition and development and mobility so they don't need to leave. But we also understand that if they do leave, we want to equip them with the skills and experiences that will help them be successful in their next role. So that's really core to who we are. We recognize that the talent market is changing every day, and the roles that we might be applying for in 5 years don't exist right now. So how do you help your colleagues build that repository of skills so that they're successful now, but also prepare them for the future? So that's really big around who we are and what we stand for.
That's interesting. That sort of veers into talent management or upskilling employees and preparing them for the future. And
we're really big into that. We have a huge focus on colleague engagement. And even before the Great Resignation started, it's been core to who we are. You know, we offer office hours to our colleagues where they can have 30-minute one-on-one sessions with recruiters to talk about their career goals. They can have them as many as they want. We have these Discover New Career sessions where colleagues can meet with hiring managers and people who are currently in the role to understand what that role is like and ask questions and figure out if it's something they want to pursue. And we just stood up our refreshed internal career site, too, to help our colleagues find their next opportunity and give them resources that they need to decide if they're ready for that next role.
That's really interesting. And that's all part of your remit, the employer brand team.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it dives into where we sit in talent acquisition. So we support all of the marketing around the office hours and the Discover New Career series. And the site obviously sits in the under us directly.
Yeah, nice. And I thought another angle to this is where you're talking about helping people find jobs and with their careers, even if they don't end up working for you or they move on to somewhere else. Because I suppose a lot of applicants, employees, alumni, and so on, they will also be customers at the same time or want to, mm-hmm. they're considering opening up a relationship with a financial institution. You want to have that good impression.
Absolutely. We say that all the time. And especially in the Northeast, where we are mainly, a lot of our colleagues are customers and a lot of our customers do become colleagues. So it's really, we tell the recruiters every day that you need to treat every candidate as a potential colleague and as a potential customer and give them that kind of white glove service that you would expect if you were sitting in their shoes.
Yeah. Great. All right. And in terms of offering a value proposition, I know you've recently reworked your EVP a bit when the pandemic hit. So can you tell us where it's at right now?
Yeah, our value proposition, it can really be summed up as we're ready to help you thrive. We know that every colleague is on, and every person for that matter, is on a unique journey. That everything they've done and experienced up to this point has made them who they are, and that what everyone looks for in a career is different. So we're really committed to helping our colleagues pursue their goals and be their best selves, whether it's at work, while caring for their family, taking time for themselves, or pursuing some kind of passion that they have. And everything that we do is through that colleague lens. We want them to feel resilient and well cared for and just help them thrive. And the pandemic forced us to evaluate whether that value prop was still the right one. And we agreed that it was. But how we've been talking about it in our talent marketing has shifted slightly to meet some of those changing candidate demands. So we don't just talk about the ability to grow in your career professionally. We talk about now how we are here for our colleagues for their holistic selves. You know, that we don't just offer medical, dental, vision benefits, but we really go deeper and offer stress reduction programs that are personalized to you. You know, free counseling sessions for you and your family to help you get through tough times. And we also talk about financial wellness too. You know, being a bank, we have that opportunity to help people with their financial goals. And that's, again, not just checking your savings account, but helping them understand that if you have student loan debt, we can help you refinance that student loan debt so you can have more manageable monthly payments, or so that you can pay down your debt faster and do things that you want to do. And we believe in helping everybody across the whole spectrum of who they are, because we know if we help them feel cared for personally, that then they can bring their best self to work professionally. And it's just, it's a nice virtuous cycle.
Yes, absolutely. And how has the response been to this from your colleagues?
I think it's been really, really strong. You know, one of the things we always talk about is, do we offer programs and services just for the sake of offering programs and services, or are they actually used? And there has definitely been an uptake and colleagues taking advantage of many of the programs that we've been offering, particularly on the mental wellness side, as we've all been struggling through the pandemic. And I think just knowing that we are all being supported by each other, that kind of people factor, all of us coming together as a family and a community, helping each other get through, and knowing the company is supportive of all of that, has been huge. And it's something we have really, really dialed up in our external marketing, having our colleagues tell those stories of how the company has helped them, given them flexible work arrangements so that they can, if they are kids, don't go to school because of the pandemic one day and they're in quarantine. You know, we now say, we'll give you 5 free days of childcare to help with that, with less than 24 hours notice. So like, there are real tangible ways that we can talk about this to help job seekers understand that we do care about you. We care about you. We care about your family. We care about your children. We care about those you care about. So it's been a great opportunity for us. And we've seen tremendous uptake and impressions and engagement with some of that content, because I think it's just filling a gap that not every company can fill when it comes to job applicants.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. And in terms of activating the value proposition and the employer brand at large, yeah, what does it look like, and what are some of the initiatives you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, so one of the biggest ways that we've activated our EDP most recently is through a refresh of our external and our internal career sites. Our sites before were really a patchwork of different brand evolutions, and messaging was sometimes a little bit buried. So we knew that in the pandemic, we needed to get people the information that they needed more quickly in order to make a decision about whether they wanted to work with us. We needed to show them how we could help improve their lives. So our value proposition now appears on every page on our career site. And we have kind of our company-wide value proposition of I'm ready to help you thrive. But how that manifests itself on the site and for different areas of the business is different, because we very much recognize that what it looks and feels like to work as a software engineer on our technology team is different than it is for somebody in marketing, is different than it is for a banker or teller on the front line serving our customers. So we took a lot of time and effort and energy to understand really how did those different value propositions manifest themselves in those different areas, and really brought it to life on every page. We called out very succinctly like what you're going to do and what you're going to get from us to help bring it to life.
Sounds really interesting. So can you give us an example of some of those personas, or what are some of the slight variations they might see when they click on the site?
Yeah. So for technology, for example, a number of folks in the technology realm will work for startups that have unlimited PTO. And talking with our colleagues in tech, they said, we never felt like we could take our PTO. So we now market to them, you get 27 days of paid time off that you're encouraged to take, to reinvest in yourself, to rejuvenate yourself. So that's one example of how, you know, that's ready to help you thrive, but it's tailored just to that specific group. Or our tellers and bankers, for example, really want to be able to learn and grow in their careers. So for them, we talk about all of the learning and development opportunities that we have, the boot camps that we offer, the academies that we offer, the learning hub, all of those sorts of things to really show them that there are resources out there to help them get to where they want to be in their career.
Great. Okay. And coming back to what you mentioned earlier about helping job seekers in general, whether or not they end up working for you, are there resources on the site in terms of, I don't know, anything from tailoring your resume to interview tips and those sorts of bits?
There are. We have a whole section on our site dedicated to job seeker resources. Mm-hmm. We have videos from some of our more seasoned recruiters talking about everything from improvements to make your, to get your resume to the top of the stack, to some of the best questions you can ask during an interview, to what you can expect during the recruiting process. We were one of the first companies that we were aware of that did that sort of thing. And that job seeker resources page has been in our top 5 page views on the site ever since it launched. So there's clearly a desire for people to get help during what can feel like a really daunting kind of black hole process.
Yeah. Which when you're a professional in this space, in TA, recruiting, whatever, it seems so natural because you see it every day, but most people only apply for a new job every 3 years, sometimes 5 years. So, yeah, they're always sort of out of practice. Okay, great. And turning over to results, measurements, what are some of the metrics that you look at, and how do you go about presenting this to leadership?
So my team measures absolutely everything.
Nice.
On our internal and external sites, on social, email marketing, we track everything from visits to visitors to click rates to bounce rates, impressions, engagements, everything. Because we are such a small team, we need to know what's really working and what's not working. And we can't do that. We can't make those strategic decisions and pivots without understanding what job seekers are looking at. So we track it all. We do tons of A/B testing. The team likes to try new things. So we compare those new ideas to things that we know have kind of been tried and true, and look at the data to say, okay, which one works better? Should we pivot our strategy even further? And, you know, we now know that strong apply now or join our team messaging on a social pile works dramatically better than imagery does. We know that our videos are more useful in generating top of funnel brand awareness, but they don't lead to strong conversion rates. So we have to be very thoughtful about what tactics we use and on which channels to make sure we're getting the biggest bang for our buck. And you can't do any of that if you don't know what people are clicking on.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How long have you been in this sort of role, Kristen?
So I am just about coming up on my 3rd anniversary in the role of leading the EBM team. But I have been with Citizens for 16 years. And if you had asked me when I was coming out of college, if I would still be with the same company in 16 years, I would say, no, that's crazy. People don't do that these days. But I think I'm a quintessential representation of the company's commitment to internal mobility and trying new things.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And so you've been doing this role. What is it that makes this particular role so special?
I think that you actually get to make an impact. There's really not a better feeling than being able to help people. And if we can help people find a job that allows them to like try something new or advance their passion or just feel like they're making an impact, that's really rewarding. And my team can say that we've directly helped almost 600 people this year get a job just through our marketing and media efforts, which is, it's a fabulous feeling. And to know that, you know, leadership trusts us to make decisions and try new things and execute new strategies and believes in what we're doing, you know, we're very fortunate that we don't have the uphill battle to climb of validating that EVM is a necessary function in a talent space. So we're really lucky.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of listeners to this podcast who are at that stage struggling to really prove the value of employer brands. So, so now that sets my next question up really well, actually. What are some of the top tips you've got for other professionals listening to this right now?
I think a couple of things. One is you have to look beyond HR and talent acquisition for inspiration. You need to be looking at those B2B and B2C brands that you really admire, see what exciting things they're doing, and then find ways to adapt that to an employer marketing frame of mind. You need to make sure that you are marrying your talent brand with your consumer brand. And that for us has been almost a 3-year journey, trying to bring the two together. But once you have, once I had my consumer marketing team on board with the value that employer brand marketing delivered, they now see that there's a mutually beneficial relationship and we can promote, I can promote products and services. They can promote job opportunities and it's not at the expense of anything else. You really need to make those relationships across the business lines and look outside of your sphere to find new, different, creative ways of doing things.
Now I'm going to have to ask you, can you give us an example of something that you spotted outside this field and you thought, yes, we'll do this?
Yeah. So when we were redoing our external career site with our partner, Radency, we didn't just look at, you know, other banks sites, for example. We looked at those brands that we admired most. We looked at companies that are on the Forbes best 100 companies to work for list and then found things that they were doing, whether it was how they organized their navigation to get people to their site more quickly or how they were talking about their value proposition or the types of people that they were featuring in their roles and on their site or just about personalization too. You know, if you think about in your own life, when you log on to Amazon, you want your products that you might purchase be served right up to you. So we looked at ways to infuse job personalization into our site. So it's now based on your search history. It's based on your location. And it's also serving you up jobs based on other sites you might have visited in our network. So we're really trying to bring that consumer experience into our talent space. And so far it's working really well. I've got to give my team and the Radency team a plug. We just got an award from the Web Marketing Association for having an outstanding mobile experience on our site too. So I think that's another piece is you can't have an antiquated mobile application process and mobile career site because people are looking on their phones when they're sitting at baseball practice waiting for their kids or they're at a stoplight rolling through their phone. So I think those are some ways we've really tried to look outside of talent acquisition and HR and really infuse almost a consumer lens mindset with some of our tactics.
Yeah, sure. And congratulations on the award. So Christine, where can our listeners connect with yourself and where can they learn more about Citizens? And what's the address for that career site if they want to check it on their phone?
So our career site is jobs.citizensbank.com. I would love for all of you to visit it and take a peek at it and see some of the new enhancements we've made. And then if you want to, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Kristen McMillan, or you can email me at kristen.l.mcmillan@citizensbank.com. I'd love to connect.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, there we have it. Be sure to reach out to Kristen and thank her ever so much for sharing those insights. And if you are looking for a bank, look no further than Citizens. And if you're looking to measure your employer brand, look no further than the Link Humans Employer Brand Index. We work with a number of banks and fintech companies, actually, helping them to measure the impact of their employer reputation and their employee advocacy, employee experience, and all of the above. So
So check that out at linkhumans.com or email me and I can walk you through it. Also, if you would like to subscribe to this podcast, look no further than employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, and all the usual places. And that is it for this week. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
Who cleans the ocean?
No idea.
The mermaids.